Okay. Title of my talk is, as announced, Riemann-Riemann couplings on non-commutative rings. So I've tried to divide my talk into essentially three parts. I'll say some introduction, and then I'll go on to obtain Chern-Simons terms, other words, Riemann-Riemann couplings on non-commutative brains in phi equals minus b description for BPS brains and then non-BPS brains. And then, if time permits, I'll say about a general phi description and finally conclude. So let me start with the introduction with a few words of a distinguished feature of D brains in superstring theories is that they couple to Riemann-Riemann fields given by the Chern-Simons terms. With the recent interest in non-commutative description of these D brains, a natural question to ask is how these couplings are described in the non-commutative language. This question actually has received very little attention so far. So let's try to address this question now. So we will obtain the Chern-Simons terms on non-commutative brains, and we will also see that these terms contain all the information about Meyer's terms on multiple brains. So before I actually go on to obtain these terms, let me review a bit of how to obtain the DBI action, which will give us a prescription to obtain the Chern-Simons terms. So let me start with this. In the presence of constant NS and SB field, the dynamics of a Euclidean DP brain can be described by the following DBI action, which is given by this. I'm working in the units 2 pi alpha prime is 1, and for convenience, I'm working with even world volume directions brains and with the maximal rank B. And it's understood that the fields are multiplied in this action by star product, which is given by this. And the quantities which appear in this action are related to the commutative variables by this formula, where the two form phi denotes the freedom in description. There are essentially three interesting values of phi that have been discussed in literature, and we will stick to one of those, that is phi equals minus b for most part of this talk. In phi equals minus b description, the values that appeared in the previous transparency, I mean the action, are related to the closed string quantities by these. In working in phi equals minus b description, the same action can be put in the following form, where I've defined a quantity called Q, which is given by this, and this can be written as a commutator of xi, xj with a minus sign, and where xi is the variable defined by this way, and Tp is the tension of the brain. Now, using the Moyle-Weil correspondence, this action can be actually written as a trace over Hilbert space, with all these being operators, in this following form. This action can be actually thought of as the action for infinitely many D instantons in a classical configuration. So this is the basic idea actually that we'll use even to obtain the Chern-Simons terms. So let's just go through how it works for DBI action again. So for that, we'll just start with the action for N instantons, where N is going to infinity, and the action is given by this. Now let's consider a solution, the solution that corresponds to a DP brain, which is given by this, where a small x is failed to commute by I theta, which is defined to be B inverse. Now let's consider fluctuations around this classical solution and substitute this back into the action. Actually, it's easy to see that this action, again written in terms of an integral, would match with the DBI action written earlier with phi set to 0. So actually, this prescription of obtaining the non-commutative DBI in phi equals minus p description can be used to obtain the Chern-Simons terms as well. So that's what we're going to do. So now let me turn to obtaining Chern-Simons terms on BPS brains. As I mentioned in the beginning, I'm going to confine myself to the Euclidean brains with even world volume directions and with maximal rank B turned on it. So let's start with the Chern-Simons action for N D instantons, and the action is given by this. So for example, let's consider the coupling to the 10 form of so 10-form Riemann-Riemann field, and that coupling, according to this, the definition of this action on that is given by this. Actually, one can rewrite the this term in the following form, where now all that we have to do to obtain the non-commutative version of this coupling is to just take the solution that corresponds to a DP brain and expand around that and substitute it along with its fluctuation in this action. So if we do that in the case of a D9 brain of type 2B, what we get is the following. So all that I did was to substitute the solution, classical solution that corresponds to a D9 brain, and substituted back along with the fluctuations, and this is what I get. And this can actually be rewritten in the following form. And now converting this into an integral, this expression just becomes this. Recall that Q is that theta minus theta f hat theta, which is equal to minus I commutator x I x j. Now, so this is the expression that we got by this prescription, and this is the result number one. So this is the coupling on a D9 brain, non-commutative coupling. So there is an extra factor of Pfaffian Q by Pfaffian theta sitting here. So now let's try to get the couplings for the lower brains. So for obtaining lower dimensional couplings, for the lower form couplings, for the D9 brain, we just repeat the above exercise, starting with that form coupling to, again, infinitely many Dean stentons. And I won't give you the details how to get this, but the result can be put in the following form. And the notation is usual way. I mean, this Q inverse is a two form, and notation is obvious. We have to take powers of Q and contract with C, appropriate form. For the other lower dimensional brains, actually, it's not very hard to find the couplings, and the result can be put in the following form, where this operator is similar to Meyer's exponential operator, except for now the contractions will be taken with the product of star product between them. Notice that this formula suggests that a single non-commutative brain can couple to all the forms. Now let's turn to the Chern-Simons terms on non-BPS brains. Type 2 theorists have unstable DP brains where P is odd for type 2A and even for type 2B. Chern-Simons terms on these non-BPS brains play an important role in reducing the Riemann-Riemann charges of the decay products of the unstable brains. The Chern-Simons term on a single unstable brain in the commutative description are given by this, where T minimum is the value of the tachyon at the minimum of the tachyon potential. Now, we propose the following action for the D9 brain of type 2A. Since tachyon now transforms in the adjoint, one would have expected that this derivative of T here would go to some kind of a covariant derivative. But that would have spoiled the description, background independence in the description, where it would put some explicit dependence on theta, which we wouldn't want in phi equals minus b description. So the candidate for a covariant derivative in place of the covariant derivative seems to be this. Now, a non-trivial check of this action is the following. So consider a non-commutative soliton, which represents the decay of this D9 brain into n coincident D instantons. This would be a codimension 10 soliton because we started with a D9 brain. Condensing the tachyon over this soliton, we get n coincident D instantons. Substituting the solution, solitonic solution, along with the fluctuations around that should give us the Chern-Simons terms on the bunch of those brains. It is easy to verify that this proposed action does pass that check. I won't give you details because of lack of time. The action for other unstable brains can be obtained by taking appropriate non-commutative solitons representing lower dimensional brains and substituting the solution along with its fluctuations. So for illustration, let's do the tachyon condensation over the following soliton, which is supposed to represent the decay of a D9 brain into N D7 brains. This is the solution where Pn is the level N projection operator made out of directions x9, x10, the Hilbert space made out of the directions x9, x10, and xi, small xi is failed to commute by I theta again in the world volume directions of the decay product. The solution has the property that classical values of this would commutator of the classical values of this would vanish, and substituting this solution along with the fluctuations into a C9 form coupling in the proposed action in the earlier transparency, we get the following action. So this is one of the terms. Actually, there are two different kinds of terms that we get, starting from the action on the D9 brain and condensing over this tachyon. And one of them is when the 9 form has legs along 2 to 10. This is it's a kind of Myers term which allows you to contract two indices of this form, and the other term is which will allow you to contract one index of this form. These are actually two kinds of couplings that exist and were found by Jassen and Mason. So let me just quickly tell you what I have to say about general phi. Here we want to know about the Chern-Simons terms in the other description. We had seen that the so let's for example consider the top form coupling, meaning the CP plus 1 form coupling on a DP brain, which is given by this earlier, but we claim now that this is the answer in any other description. Actually, to verify that, we have to consider the variation of this action with respect to theta and show that they vanish up to total derivatives. And actually, this exercise can be done and can be shown. I'll just flash the transparency. And so at the end of the day, we get the variation of, but the crucial point is that we are always talking about the constant Riemann-Riemann fields. So let me just conclude by saying, so we have seen, we have obtained the Riemann-Riemann couplings of non-commutative brains in phi equals minus b description for both BPS and non-BPS brains. Though we had talked about Euclidean brains and maximal rank b, things can be done even for others by taking appropriate lower dimensional brains depending on the case. On the non-BPS brains, by condensing the non-commutative tachyon over solitonic solutions, we obtain the Myers terms on coincident non-BPS brains. We propose the generalization of some of the couplings we found to other descriptions, and actually one of the related interesting questions is that the generalization of these couplings to non-constant RR fields. For this, following the proposal of Das and Trivedi, hopefully Sumit Das will talk about it later on, one will have to attach Wilson tails to restore the gauge invariance that gets lost once we put position dependence for these RR fields. Also, one can carry out string amplitude computations to check the existence of these couplings. By that, actually, one can hope to gain some insight into the form of the Wilson tails away from phi equals minus b descriptions. These two questions are being actually addressed right now, work in progress. And I just want to mention that the consistency of these couplings that we have obtained with T dualities have been verified by Radu Tatar. Thank you.
Are there questions? Okay, if not, let us thank the speaker again. The next speaker is Stephen.